This is something I can't even say, Tony. What do you call this animal?
That little guy there is Coelophysis.
Easy for you to say. Tell me a bit about this guy. How big is a Coelophysis?
Well, as an adult, he's a pretty small dinosaur. He's only about 10 feet long.
I guess that's small in comparison to Apatosaurus and some of those other things.
Some of those big giants, yeah.
Yeah, and 10 feet tall, but how much does this guy go in terms of pound weight?
Well, he's about 60 pounds, but even though he's 10 feet tall, he actually only stood about 3 to 4 feet tall at the hips.
Oh, okay, so this is an upright standing or bipedal dinosaur.
Exactly.
As we were talking about. Okay, so I got to ask you, is this a sauropod or a pteropod?
It is a theropod.
Theropod, sorry.
Right. Sauropods are the big, long-necked, long-tailed, four-footed dinosaurs.
Ah, okay. Alrighty. And what is this guy's modus operandi? What does he do in this environment? Do we know?
Well, if you look at those sharp claws on its front feet and the sharp teeth in its mouth, this is a perfectly good meat-eating animal.
He looks like he'd be fast. He looks very streamlined.
Oh, absolutely. He's been estimated to be able to have run 50 miles an hour.
Wow. So, you know, almost roughly the size of a human, I guess. Well, 60 pounds would be light, and 10 feet would be too big for a human. So how many toes are on there?
There's 3 toes on the hind feet.
All right. All right. See, now we got to go talk to Kent. And Kent's got something going on over in the prep lab. What that is, I'm not too sure. Be sure and go to the chat room and ask us some questions.